Dr. Graham, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you very much for joining me. So, Dr. Graham, the Safe Hakeem campaign has been described as a grassroots campaign that snowballed into an international story. What was it about the campaign that made it capture so much public attention?
I think there were a number of elements, really, and I think the fact that we had someone as high profile as Craig Foster really made a significant difference. I mean, obviously, the fact that this was just a young guy who was a refugee in Australia who was off on his honeymoon to Bangkok, you know, people can, relate to, you know, just a young couple wanting to go on their honeymoon. But the fact that he was also a former Bahrainian international footballer, I think, raised his profile. But then, you know, how were we able to step in? Because, Bahrain were pretty keen on getting him back and getting him back quickly. So, you know, we needed, as well as the grassroots campaign, we needed to make sure he had a lawyer who essentially worked for nothing for weeks and weeks because she realised how important this case was. And we had a number of organisations in Bangkok who were very quick to make sure that he was okay, that we're going to visit him, that he was getting messages from his family, from supporters, from others. So, you know, he knew that he was okay because we were very worried about his mental and physical condition at the same time as, you know, we were then able to use organisations like Amnesty International and other human rights organisations to publicise his case, the situation in Thailand he was facing, the situation in Bahrain from which he fled. You know, it was very important that we were able to show that while Bahrain was saying, no, he's a convicted felon who'd vandalised this police station, we were able to show the evidence that, in fact, he was playing a soccer game when this was supposed to happen and that he was tried in absentia. He wasn't even there when they found him guilty. And that there were some very clear political reasons why this charge had been put against him and why Australia had recognised him as a refugee. So, you know, a lot of work was happening in a lot of different spaces. And, you know, with Craig Foster, you know, I can't stress enough his role, we were able to get media attention. And, you know, we saw what happened with the young Saudi woman who also got caught up in Bangkok at the Bangkok airport, Rahaf. And when the media sort of got involved with her case, suddenly it focuses the minds of politicians around the world, and particularly in Thailand. And, you know, when she was able to go to Canada, that gave us a bit of hope that the Thai ministries were watching, that they were sensitive to international attention, and that we needed to keep up that pressure.
Mm, and we've had some pretty fantastic outcomes from both of these cases. With the involvement of Craig Foster, a number of sporting organisations did join the campaign. Do you think this is an indication that the sporting world is becoming more concerned about human rights issues?
I think it is. And I think, you know, what is significant is that FIFA and the IOC and others actually have included human rights into their charter, which is, you know, really important. And yet we haven't seen them take a lot of action around the fact that this is in their charter. And so Craig Foster was able to leap on that and say, look, you don't get a better case than this young guy. He's a recognised refugee. It's clear he's going to face persecution. This is a clear breach of his international human rights, and it will be a clear negative breach for Thailand and Bahrain if he's sent back. So you guys have to step up. And that pressure starting to come from athletes, you know, we had an amazing array of Australian Olympians, 17 different sporting bodies came forward in support of Hakeem. You know, banners unfurled at A-League games. It was really quite extraordinary, the level of involvement from people like gold medalists like Steve Hooker and others. You know, the list went on and on. as well as international soccer players, Gary Lineker and others. But it was that pressure that was brought to bear by FIFA and the IOC that also made it very real for Thailand that they would suffer consequences potentially if they carried through with sending him back. And, to full credit to FIFA and the IOC, it took them a long time to actually get on board, and it took a little bit of nudging in the right direction. But it also showed the fact that here in Asia, that the head of soccer in Asia was, the guy who Hakim had criticised, Sheikh Salman, who was from Bahrain and was very senior in FIFA. And again, it put that spotlight on, well, how do you protect human rights as a sporting body if one of your senior people is being accused of being in breach of those rights in their home country? And, it's shone a really interesting spotlight on sport, and fortunately we've seen some amazing athletes step up and say, no, this is not good enough. We want you to respect human rights.
Well, it's great news that they did step up to the plate. If you've just joined us on The Daily this morning, we're joined by Dr. Graham Tom, a refugee coordinator at Amnesty International, speaking to us about the Save Hakim campaign after he returned to Australia earlier this week. So, Dr. Graham, the campaign ultimately involved quite a large group of organisations all working together to have Hakim released. What does it take to coordinate such a large campaign?
Well, it takes a lot of time, effort and energy and some really dedicated people who are doing fantastic work. And, we had, Human Rights Watch and Bill Robertson on the ground there, working very closely with, my colleagues and myself here at Amnesty International, working with, the Gulf Institute for Democracy and Human Rights. So we actually had community groups as well, linking in with sporting groups. So it was a really sort of strange alliance in many respects, and yet it worked incredibly well. And with that, and with the public, the support coming in behind that, it made a big difference. We were able to combine, get tens and tens of thousands of ordinary Australians to sign up, and then we got thousands and thousands of ordinary Thai citizens to sign up to petitions, and it was quite amazing. And that meant that the Australian government also had to be involved. Once you had so many of Australian citizens talking to their parliamentarians, who were then talking to Foreign Affairs, the fact that our Prime Minister wrote two letters to his counterpart in Thailand was very significant. And the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Maurice Payne, she actually went to Thailand to raise the case. We know that the Australian Embassy in Thailand were doing a lot of work behind the scenes, as well as visiting Hakim to make sure he was okay. But this sort of coordination is unusual in a lot of respects. Again, we've had coalitions working on behalf of people in the past, but this was, I think, so many people felt so strongly about what was happening to Hakim, it actually made it quite easy because people wanted to be involved. They wanted to come on board. And, when we said, let's, have an event down on the Opera House steps, the number of people who showed up from all sorts of different organisations at the drop of a hat was quite extraordinary. And it really was because they felt so strongly about this case.
Do you think we'll see the public getting more involved in these human rights issues in the future?
Well, I would hope so. From Amnesty International's perspective, we think it's really important that civil society gets involved and stands up for human rights. And I think because we've been able to show that we can have success when the community does galvanise behind an individual and behind an issue, hopefully that will embolden people and they'll say, yes, we do make a difference. The fact that we signed that petition actually played a part in getting this young guy home and back to his wife. And And that's, you know, those successes are important because people can see that they can make a difference. And, you know, we know this is not the end and the other issues will come up, and hopefully people will remember this and say, yep, no, I can be part of this again, and, you know, it will make a difference.
Yeah, hopefully it does really kind of signify more people getting more involved in human rights. And it is such fantastic news that Hakeem is back safe here in Australia. Dr. Graham, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Pleasure. And, you know, it's always nice to come on and talk about, you know, positive outcomes. And, you know, this was really fantastic. You know, I can't tell you how overjoyed we all were when he got back to Melbourne.